Thank you, Steve. Bill, Pat McGann's here. Do you guys mind taking your conversation on the air? Would that be a problem?
I don't know if it's appropriate. Pat, it's up to you.
No, I was just commenting how you had me following Brian Regan. It's like, we have John Cangelosi today, but first, Babe Ruth's calling in.
Right. It'll be fine.
I ran from my car to get into the green room to hear the interview with Brian because it was funny you brought up that list, the top 50 that
the Rolling Stone.
Not on. To me, that delegitimizes the whole list.
That list was really stupid.
Well, isn't it subjective in that anytime there's a list of the 50th best anything, ice cream flavors, presidents, whatever.
It's intentionally provocative.
Yeah,
and gets
yeah
you
but Kevin Hart,
and...
I still... Listen, for some reason you have so much hatred for him. I'm not really sure. I think you're jelly. But he's not anyone that should be on that list.
As a working comedian, I will not comment on anyone that should not be on that list.
Right.
But I will comment on who should be, and Brian Regan for sure.
Wendy and I had 18 or 19 names of people, and people called in, listeners called in and said, why isn't this guy on the list? Why isn't that guy on the list? But to not include people like Jay Leno, who, even though his Tonight Show years were a little shaky sometimes, he did great in the ratings. As a stand-up comic, as a club comic, Jay Leno was unparalleled. He was so good at it.
Right.
So but that's,
I didn't know he wasn't on it. That's
spoken
ridiculous.
From two comics, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know that I would have put Flip Wilson on before Jay Leno.
Not in front of Jay Leno, possibly in the top 50.
More than Kevin Hart?
Oh, way more.
What I've heard about Leno is that his material, just the amount of
reams
material.
Reams and reams and reams.
And that's Brian Regan, too. Like, I've heard Brian Regan would do shows at a club on Friday night, the two shows, and you could stay for both.
Yeah.
He would do
different
a different
stuff.
Really?
Show.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you remember that stuff?
And clean.
Yeah, always clean.
Always clean.
Yeah.
I'm not like a snot about being clean, but it is much more difficult. It's just...
It is harder.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's... he's just so... So funny.
Was there, when you decided this was going to be your path, that stand-up was going to be something you would take a shot at, was there a guy or a couple guys or women that you thought, they're doing it a certain way that I like, I'm going to try to do something similar or in the same vein as they're doing?
Yeah, and I think some of it was just driven by, like, I was going to do stuff that I would not be embarrassed to do in front of, like, you know, my family
yeah.
and having people out.
Yeah.
Boy, that's
so
a good rule,
like,
honestly.
Yeah, but it wasn't. But at the same time, I love, you know,
cutting edge
crude
stuff.
Comedy.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I, you know, watching Delirious growing up and Eddie Murphy, and like, so I love that stuff even to this day. Like in the club, like it's different than me, but you know, doesn't mean that it's not great.
But does this happen to you every once in a while? Like I'll watch Amy Schumer's a good example. Mm-hmm. I'll watch an Amy Schumer special, and she'll get into some stuff that I say. What if Amy's mom or dad were at the club that night and they heard their daughter talking about that? I don't know if I could pull that off, but she pulls it off.
Yeah, by buying them a car.
Right.
Yeah, and Amy Schumer, when she first came out, I was enamored with her. I
yeah.
really was. I loved her movie Trainwreck. And then sometimes I feel she was just being dirty for shock value. Like, I feel like she could have gone funnier.
I think some comics do that. Some are just, you know, they just... Again, they just are provocative for the sake of being.
Yeah.
You know, they almost like, you might, you can imagine some of these comics, like they have like a list on like, what are the hot button issues? Like, I'll address that.
Right.
But, you know, some people do it really well. Some people are, you know, and they have a longer leash because of who they are, you know?
Yeah,
I saw
that's
Louis
true.
C.K. I saw him at the Chicago Theater. He blew me away. And I wasn't necessarily like the biggest Louis C.K. fan for no other reason than I don't watch a ton of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I pick here and there if you hear some buzz and then. But I wasn't, you know, hadn't consumed a lot of his stuff. He was phenomenal.
What do you make of a couple months ago, Sebastian Maniscalco played the Chicago Theater. I want to say, was it seven shows or eight shows?
Six.
Six shows.
Over Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that was
yeah.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Sold them all out. You were the opening act on there. So what you got to see him. You got to know him a little bit. What did he start doing? What was the turning point for him where he was doing regular clubs and all of a sudden he became like a superstar? Do you know what the change was for him?
Well, it's funny. I had a conversation with him. We just did a bunch of cities in the Northeast and we were traveling like on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some conversations.
Tour bus. Yeah,
tour
excellent.
Bus, yeah. And he was saying that he just came across some footage of when he used to do stand-up, like
mm-hmm.
when he started. And he was kind of like stand and deliver and not animated, didn't have much of a point of view. And kind of like what your conversation with Brian Regan was, he just, something clicked that he just started acting out and doing more, bringing more energy and being, you know, we've all done it, like, speaking as comics, like, on stage, sometimes you're just more in the moment.
Yeah.
And if you put more into it, you get a bigger response. You know, those act outs matter.
For someone who's not a comic, you a former one, Bill, and you a great current one, Pat McGann. What turned me on to Sebastian was social media, because I saw a clip of him talking about his doorbell. You know, right. In the old days, the doorbell would ring and you'd be so excited to, oh, my God, who's coming over?
Sure.
And being half Italian, it was like that was exciting on a Sunday afternoon. Your mom always had a coffee cake ready for whoever came by. Now the doorbell rings and everybody hides and it's like, don't move. And that, like, moved me.
Yeah,
I had
hilarious.
Never heard of him before.
His stuff is very relatable. And what I really respect about him is he didn't take, like, everyone has a different path. But his path was not really influenced by some kind of machine behind him. He did it on his own.
Right.
And he really got this rabid fan base. Started really in Chicago for this region. It started with doing zanies. He was doing zanies. And all these people that would never come to comedy clubs started coming out. Like, all these people would, you know, mostly Italians, and they're coming out from all over the city and showing up in with their big night out, like getting renting cars and
getting all floozied
down.
Up.
I mean, it was just like something you didn't see at Zany's typically.
Yeah, right.
And he then rode that to, you know, the next level, doing small theaters. Now he's doing large theaters, and, you know, he's comedians in cars getting coffee. You know,
right.
It doesn't get bigger than that as a comic.
But look at this. All right, so for some of these guys, they figured out, I need to make it bigger and more animated. But if you look at guys who do a more deadpan style of comedy, Ray Romano, Norm Macdonald, Todd Barry, guys who just lay low, it works for them. They figure out how to play it that way.
Yeah, I think you can't sell it unless it's really you. You know, if you're...
you're trying to be someone you're not, it's not going to work.
People get to smell that on you.
Yeah.
I've tried some stuff that does not fit really like my persona, and you know,
like,
it might
be
funny.
What did you try that you thought, well, this can't miss, I'll just give this a shot?
Was this maybe something about it was just dirtier, you know, maybe
really,
like, it didn't fit in. You know, I talk so much about being married, having kids, and then, you know,
they didn't buy, the audience said no, we know who you are, and that's not you.
How and that's all
that?
Part of it, right?
It's you felt weird doing it too, though, didn't you? You didn't feel like it was truly you?
I felt that it was funny.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'd probably, you know, something like that is just, it's clunkier in your act. You don't even know where to jam it in. You know, kind of like shoehorning in there, and then people are like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
Do you not watch other comics for fear of, you know, someone accusing you of stealing material? Because it happens a lot. We'll talk about something on the show. We'll see it on Weekend Update or something. And for a half a second, you're like, oh, I bet they were listening. But a lot of people can think of the same joke.
Well, sure. If your subject matter is just anything you're grabbing out there that's in pop culture and the news, and you're going to have parallel thoughts, that's just going to happen. I try and be very, like, biographical, like just stuff going on in my life, and then that makes it less likely. You know? Some of your premises might be the same, but it's your
a different take.
Yeah.
The reason we originally had you on, Pat, was to publicize an event that you have coming up, but the event is sold out. Kudos to you for still coming by.
Yeah, of course.
But when we come back, I want to talk about the event anyway, because it's a very, very important cause, and other things with Pat McGann. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200 is our number. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Pat McGann is here for two reasons. He's got a benefit tomorrow night, and because Wendy's doing a book report about him.
I will.
Double spaced. Must be double spaced.
I love the book report.
What
I always
want to
do
pick?
A book report on, like, one of those books that's just like a question as the title.
You know,
like, who moved my cheese?
Right.
Like, it was Jim.
Done. I'm finished.
Make a diorama.
I'm totally finished. All right. So tomorrow night, there's a night that Pat Tomasulo from WGN Morning News is behind, and it's called Laugh Your Face Off, and you've been kind enough to participate in this. The downside of this is tickets are already sold out. The event is sold out, but people can still donate. What do we need to know about this?
You can go to laughyourfaceoff.org, and I'll tell you what, one of the things, you can not only can you donate to such a great cause, Pat's wife, and many people are fighting this terrible battle with trigeminal neuralgia, and it's just, it's unbelievable pain, and there's not a lot of answers for them. So they're raising money for research, and there's not a lot of people raising money to fight this thing. But anyway, you can go to laughyourfaceoff.org and make a donation. But there's also an auction, an online auction that has some great stuff. There's Hamilton VIP tickets. There's a Cubs Ultimate Fan Experience. There's a Blackhawks package that has, like, post-game player meet and greet.
Oh, man.
You can get some luxury stays at, locally and nationally too. There's the Gwen Hotel here. There's a tropical paradise package, spa packages. So go to laughyourfaceoff.org and click on the auction and you can check out these items. And there's some steals right now. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. Like a 7-night all-inclusive tropical vacation for four.
Nice. I mean, very nice.
It's only at like $2,000 right now.
Oh, very, very nice. So it's yourself. It is obviously Pat Tomasulo. And do we know any other names on the show?
Leon Rogers is going to be there.
Yeah.
Mike Toomey will be there. Megan Gailey. Very funny.
It's a good show.
Woman, she started here. She's out in New York now. She was just on Conan. So yeah, it's a really stellar lineup.
I love when It'll comedians come together like that for a good cause.
Right.
It makes it funnier even.
Get
it
away,
really does.
Get out yes. for the night.
Yes.
Do it.
So true. I don't know if you have experienced this yet, but I've experienced this for you. In the old days, if you were in a band and all of a sudden your band took off, you could turn on the radio and your band would be playing on the radio and you go, well, now we've made it. We're on the radio. I've heard you several times. I'll be driving along and on satellite radio, they have a bunch of comedy channels and there's you. Has that happened to you where you're driving and you go, that's me. I don't have
satellite radio.
But, yeah, you're going against what we do for a living.
Occasionally, people will
by the
send me a picture of the, you know, they'll take a picture of the track playing in their car and send it to me, and that always feels good.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Nice.
It's fun.
Yeah, you're a traitor.
No, I
listen
know
to us.
I can't.
You guys aren't
on
all the time.
No, we're not on all the time.
I guess.
Do you ever turn yourself on and hear you guys listening?
That's the wrong question to ask Wendy.
I turn myself on all the time.
You don't want to know.
Someone has to. No, because we're here.
I was kind of
oh,
but
audience.
Do you know what happens to me is when I got the job here at WGN, and I've been on other stations, some with Wendy, some other. I get texts from family members and friends, and the text would say words to the effect of "You're on the radio right now,"
right?
But I knew that because I was on. Not that shocking to me.
I love that too. Like when you're at a venue. And I've done this to you where I'll see your picture at a club
yeah.
that you worked in the past. Yeah. Or I was out at CDME in Frankfurt, and there was a big, big spread of you.
Yeah.
And you did a remote out there.
Is that in your tuxedo?
Probably.
Yes.
I like
you
to dress for success.
You should wear a tuxedo more often. You look very handsome.
I don't know. Maybe I will.
Dapper.
I don't know.
Pat McGann is here. Where is the venue, speaking of venues, for Laugh Your Face Off?
It's at the Laugh Factory.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's, what's that, like Broadway and Belmont?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I called you a couple of months ago because a commercial that you had done, and you broke the news to Wendy and I at a remote. You were in a Kellogg's Frosted Flakes commercial.
Yeah.
And cinnamon. I finally saw it.
You did?
Yeah, it was very enjoyable. You
it's
did a nice job.
Tough to recognize me in there because I got like this orange headband on with this hair, and I saw it with my daughter the other day. You know, she's like 5, and she was like, Dad, you're...
That's you.
Here you are. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's my. That's where I go when I'm not home. That's my other family.
How'd she take that?
I have
that?
Another daughter, and we live with a cartoon cat.
Did she wonder if they get better Christmas presents?
Yeah.
That was all she cared
looked at
about.
Me like, you're a jerk.
You should have said this. Don't ask me which one I love more. Don't
yeah,
ask
right?
me. Nobody's business but mine.
That was fun. That was a random thing that I got that. I feel like this girl, this little 10-year-old girl, was such a great actress. And she like carried me through the audition.
Really?
Like, I'll ride this girl's coattails, and yeah, we got it.
But
so
that can
out.
Work the opposite, Pat, because I've had a couple auditions where it's me with a kid, and the kid has been a total spaz,
right?
And I'm done. They
right.
just say, "Well,
that's
you
why
guys aren't
I am all
work.
About giving this girl credit because there are some kids that I just, yeah, that totally cost you. Like you're like, what are you even doing here?
Yeah.
They don't even want to be there. It's like their parents are.
I'm
there
watching them right now. We can post it on our Facebook.
Can
page
we put a link
want.
Up so
yeah,
people
of
can
course.
See Pat's? Pat's
cinnamon
more serious
frosted
work.
Flakes.
They're telling me sales for these have never been higher since
yeah.
they added this commercial.
I ate it all day that day. It is
you
funny.
Do, don't
it's a
you?
15-second commercial, and it's just hilarious. Like that was all day. That was 8 hours.
Now, did they do this thing for you? Because my wife has done a couple commercials. They call them bite and smiles. So what you do is they give you a kind of food, and you take a bite out of it, and you smile at the camera like as if to say, boy, is this good stuff.
Yeah.
But they'll give you this little, what they call a spit jar.
Sure.
Because after
what?
You eat the cereal or the hot dog or whatever you're promoting, you can't do it for 6 hours and you have to spit it out.
Yeah.
So they give you this little bucket.
It's like dipping.
Yeah.
It's a little ugh. Spitter. No, I was eating it. They were telling the girl to pace herself because she was really diving in. And they're like, you got to. But they also measure it out. Like you have to have, there's like a rule, like how much serving is. They
yeah.
almost like count the flakes out. First, they have all the flakes out. They're hand-picked flakes that they put in
the
bowl.
The most photogenic flakes.
A certain amount of milk that has to be measured. That's also like a standard thing. They have to follow these standards that are, I don't know who
Truth
develops
and advertising.
Them. Yeah. It's amazing like how detailed everything is.
Wow.
And it was funny. We shot it on location in Deerfield, and turned out I knew the people whose house we shot it at.
Really?
I used to work for the woman who owns a house, her and her husband. I used to work for her dad. And I was in the house for like the whole day. And then I finally had to like go in their bedroom to be stationed for the next this shoot. And I'm like, wait a minute. I know these people. I saw their pictures.
Yeah, right.
It's hilarious.
That's boy, the odds of that.
Yeah.
The odds
I gotta tell you, you look really good in a headband. You blow Mike Reno from Loverboy away.
You should always
need to start wearing that.
You should. And get advertising. Get like Kellogg's to advertise the headband.
I just love that they're still running it.
Yeah.
On our Facebook page, too.
They might stop in April, I heard. But if they keep running it, that's great for me.
All right. Well, it's up to us to make a created demand for this. So I hope you get many more of these.
Thank you, man.
Pat, other than the show tomorrow night that is sold out, the Laugh Your Face Off benefit, do you have any other dates here in town that people can come and see you that you know of?
I don't have a ton of local stuff coming up this summer.
People will travel. Where are you? In the Midwest? Somewhere in the Midwest.
I'm going down to Texas. I'm doing another Sebastian run down in Texas. I'm going to be down in... where else do I got coming up?
Texas is close enough. People will drive out.
Yeah, right? Come on down to Houston.
Right. That's about the limit. They'll go to Houston, but no further than Houston. Arlington, out of the question.
I'm doing a gig at... where am I? Yeah, I'm really just kind of out of town. In June. I'll be at St. Charles Zanies and Downtown Zanies.
We'll come back in June.
A lot of June. June's my month.
All right.
Then come back and talk to us then, all right?
It's Pat McGann month. Yeah. June is Pat McGann month.
You can follow me on Twitter.
I'll get
McGann
a t-shirt.
Pat. No? No?
I'm not interested.
Let's get t-shirts for Pat McGann month. We can even get headbands.
All right. You want to do that?
Let's do it.
Sold. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it. It's Pat McGann. Go see him in Texas.
And go to laughyourfaceoff.org.
Thank you, Bill.
A quick break, then some news. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.